Well, ladies and gentlemen, welcome into this week's edition of Bullring Breakdown. I do want to remind everybody, please like and subscribe on the YouTube page, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. Rate 5 stars, give it a download, all that fun stuff. Race recap for, what is that, August 2nd. So joined with me, as always, is Terry Pierce. Terry, how are we doing today?
Doing beautiful all by yourself, Joe.
Good, good. Yeah, I'm not too bad, you know. I guess I went back to work today, so I don't know how fun that is, but you know, it is what it is.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah, we dread those Mondays.
Yeah. This weekend that was presented by Leland F. Harris. And before we get underway here, there is just a couple of things that I do want to mention. Just just keep praying for the family of Patty Jackson and Brindley. That's Brian Grant's family. Just keep praying for them. Patty Jackson. Well, probably a week ago on yesterday, probably when she
Yeah.
passed. And then Brinley, just 5 months old, kind of every parent's worst nightmare. So just keep praying for them and their family, and Stuart Friesen as well. I think I saw an update that he's went through surgery and all that went well. So I guess that's good. And I do want to touch on, before we get started here, that I did talk to Kyle Leach and Carter Crooker, both very sore this morning, and Kyle Leach had a bit of a concussion. So we'll touch on that a little bit for once we get to the sportsman part, but just to give you an update right off of the top here. Anything there, Terry, or are we ready to keep on moving?
No, I think I'm ready to
All
move around.
right, well, then we move into the heats, I guess. August 2nd, that was presented by Leland F. Harris, charter bus company out of Corning. Personally, I think Southern Tier Customs should sponsor a wine tour with Leland F. Harris for the end of the year for the Woodhull employees.
Oh, geez. That sounds like a great idea, Joe. Perfect.
So the Hometown Excavation Sportsman, they kicked off the night. Tim Gill, Brandon Morseman, they picked up the heat race wins. I'm kind of probably going to end up buzzing through these because, based on the guys that won, I feel like we've talked about them multiple times a week, but just kind of buzz
Right.
through the heats here. Southern Tier Customs Rush Crate Late Model, Steve LeBaron picked up the heat race win. Insinger Performance Modifieds, Ryan Cartwright Jr., Russell Morseman. Lad Road Auto Hobby Stocks, Dylan Phillip, Joe Birdsall, Scott Brown. Joe Wilcox Performance Automatic Street Stocks, Brian Butler, Teddy Morseman, and then the Wicked Tees Quad C, Nate Freeland and Blake Snyder. I mean, is there anything that you feel like we have to touch on the heats? I don't know.
I don't believe so. I mean, it was a pretty good night of racing. The heats went pretty smooth. I don't really think there's anything we need to discuss now, I don't believe.
No, I think most of the stuff that happens in the heats we'll end up getting to here shortly once we get to the King of the Boring. So
Right. Yep.
So those were the heats. Then we had the Warriors here. The Warriors, that was a great weight race. Caden Thomas, well, Courtney Thomas wasn't there, so a new point leader in that department, so we'll get to that a little later. But Caden Thomas, I believe he started in the front row along with Bella Morseman. And Caden, unless I'm wrong here, I believe Caden Thomas led all 10 laps. And that was probably the race that he's had to work the hardest for all year.
Right, yep.
Bella, if he would have messed up one time, she would have been there. She would have kicked the door open, ran right through it. She was actually our Southern Tier Customs Driver of the Week, and I told her in the interview, you did just about everything but spin around Caden Thomas, and she said, yeah. So.
Yep. And I'd like to say the other one there, that Chase Warner. Chase has tried, he's been wanting to get in that car and go out and race ever since the first race of the year. This is all this kid's talked about. He got in the car one of the first weeks. He made it down to the starting lineup, sat in the starting lineup, and decided that he wasn't ready. So he went back, took a couple weeks off. He was finally able to put it all together on Saturday night and actually put some laps down out there. And so I think he's going to get more comfortable with the car, and we should see a little more competition out of him coming up here in a couple weeks, I'm sure. And we'll see how he does. We'll keep an eye on him.
Yeah, I think I told Jason too. Once you get him in the car one time, he's never gonna want to get out of it. So,
Right. That's kind of what I'm thinking. Yep.
once he catches that bug, he might not have been ready that first night, but once you hop in him,
Yeah.
I've been told that you never want to hop out of him. So, we'll
Right.
see. So Caden Thomas, he picks up his fifth win of the year. Bella Morrison second, Chase Warner third. Courtney Thomas not with us. She decided to do something else. No illness or anything bad. She just wanted to do something a little different on a Saturday night. So, more power to her. King of the Bull Ring. So the modified King of the Bull Ring that was sponsored by Leland F. Harris and Bradley Supply. 800 to win. That was won by Aiden Grover. I don't know. For my money, that was the best ran King of the Ring we've had all year.
Yep.
The racing was good. The guys were, for the most part, were pretty respectful. I don't remember there being an issue in the King of the Bull Ring.
No, it actually is kind of funny. I mean, we talked that race up pretty good all through the week, we talked about it being 800 to win, and boy, it was going to be an awesome show. And honestly, it was. Look at we had how many different matches do we have come up through there that were close, real close finishes. I mean, the guys, they did. They definitely put on a heck of a show.
Yeah, our modified class, there's not one dominant force,
Right?
and when they get them all one by one, you start even. It's a lot of fun to watch.
It is. It definitely is. That's for sure.
And Aiden Grover's, I don't know, for my money, he's one of the nicest guys you'll talk to in the pit area. He kind of does everything right, so it's
Yep.
always nice to talk to him down on the front stretch, in my opinion.
Right. Yep.
Brady Foltz, I believe did he make it to the finals? Brady Foltz, I
Yeah, he
can't
did.
the fine yep, so that was the final round, and
Yeah, that was the final round.
that was a good comeback for Brady, because he ended up getting put on his lid in the heat race, so took a tumble in the heat race and rebounded for the King of the Bull Ring, ended up finishing second, and had a pretty good run in the feature too that we'll get to in a little bit.
Right, yep, he did.
All right.
It's kind of funny. Those two cars are kind of, I don't know if you'd want to say teammates, but they both work together, share a lot of notes together. Them two teams do. Bill Dominic owns Aiden Grover's car, and Herbie Wright owns Brady Foltz's, and those two are great friends. Before Bill Dominic got into racing, he was there every week helping Herbie out on their car. So yeah, it was good to see both them guys go head to head in the final round.
Right. Sorry, I just got a text here. You won't believe this. I got a message. So I picked on a guy because he commented and said that the race was $20 to get in, or 25. Well,
Right.
your lovely PR and announcer has the post that says that it's $20 in the post, but then on the picture it says 25.
Oh. Uh-oh.
So, I'm gonna have to do a I'm gonna have to do a little bit of little bit of I'm gonna have to redo the picture, I guess.
Right.
I
Yep.
don't know why I put 25, but on the schedule it says 20, so unless it's 25, I better check with the boss before.
No, I'm pretty sure it's 20.
Right. All right, well, now that I've made an ass of myself, let's keep on moving here. So Aiden Grover won the King of the Bull Ring. Anything else from intermission? Just your pretty standard intermission. Junior fan Dan Gardner won the Hard Luck Award. Bella Morrison, I mentioned before, was the Southern Tier Customs Driver of the Week.
Yep.
Put some water down, just.
Yep, they did rolled in the track a little bit at intermission.
Yeah.
They put some new clay on the track this last week. We put I don't even know how many loads, quite a few loads of clay on there. And of course, we did it on Wednesday, and if you would have seen it on Wednesday night, you would have been surprised that we even raced on Saturday because it turned to nothing but mud. And the guys had to work on it all day Thursday and half of Friday night, and it was crazy. So.
Right. Well, that did a good job. Track was good in the heats and pretty good in the
Yeah.
features, so nothing much there. Well, then we can kind of roll on to the features then, I guess, if you're ready.
Yep, I'm ready.
So Quentin Buchanan, he started and he led the first handful of laps. I know I'm not supposed to play favorites, but Quentin Buchanan, he won at Outlaw the night before, and I thought it would have been cool if Quentin would have went back to back. He doesn't have a ton of wins. He's kind of that underdog that a lot of people like to root for. He's a great dude, and I thought it would have been pretty cool if he went back to back. So maybe a little bit deep down, I kind of had a soft spot for the 27B this week.
Right. Oh, I know. So I sat on the infield with his brother. His brother broke early in the race, and I sat there talking to him, and I said, wouldn't it be cool if he could win back to back for somebody that struggled? He's had bad luck. The beginning of the year was just terrible for him, and he finally worked it out, got the monkey off his back, and he wins on Friday night. And I was kind of rooting for him too. I was kind of hoping to see him on Saturday night. It would have been kind of cool for him.
Definitely. He led the majority of the race, really. I think there's a couple cautions kind of littered throughout, and then there's a big one, a big red flag, and this is so I think I'm trying to remember. I think Stephen Knapp, I think it is, broke.
Yes.
And
Yep, it
he
was.
came to a real slow stop on the front stretch, and Carter Crooker driving the Adam Taft machine. Kind of got stuck behind him. They were kind of becoming a train, and then you couldn't get the yellow out fast enough. Just a racing deal. They were going too fast, and I could hear Dan yelling yellow, yellow, yellow. But
Yep.
when they're going at those speeds, and somebody stops right there in front of you got nowhere to go. And Kyle Leach just freight trained into the back of Carter Crooker, and it was a scary thing to see.
It was. It definitely was. When they got bottlenecked on the front straightaway, I knew it wasn't going to be good because all the whole pack was coming. And same thing. I was screaming on the radio, yellow, 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 and it was just too late. And it was one of the things you want to turn your head and not watch it because it was. It was very scary. Kyle Leach took a heck of a ride. He took a heck of a hit right there. I was scared to get out there to get to his car, and we got there. He was okay. He was alert. He was talking. He was a little sore, and we got him out. We finally, we let him catch his breath there for a little bit, got him out, and he got into the ambulance, and they were able to go away. I just sat there in a meeting before the races started on Saturday night, and we talked with our flaggers, and that's what I told them was, I'm like, you guys, pay attention to this wreck from Stuart Friesen because we need to learn from this stuff. We need to watch it. And we need to see what the safety people do. We need to be on our toes if something happens to us. Are we prepared for it? Are all of our flaggers, are you guys prepared to get there and know what you're supposed to be doing? And I'm kind of glad we brought it up. Everybody talked about it a little bit, so it was fresh on everybody's mind. And it was definitely. I'm glad that we did because of Kyle Leach. We were able to get to the car. We were able to get the ambulance personnel on the scene as quickly as possible and get them loaded in the ambulance. So it was great. It's unfortunate for it to happen, but I think we handled it well. And that's kind of unfortunately in this sport, this happens sometimes. And we've got to learn to deal with it.
Yeah,
So.
I would say that sometimes, as a track, you kind of, I don't say you forget about things like that, but they kind of, just what to do when a situation like that you don't encounter every week, and
Yep.
when you got a few weeks of everything going well, sometimes you get a little rusty. So kind of good to see, that even that when it came down to it, everybody was still able to get there quick and get them out of the car and do what had to be done. So,
Right.
good job by you guys. I mean, I'm not doing any of that. So good job on you guys. I think you were about the first one there, so or pretty
Yeah.
close to it.
Yep, I was, yep.
So then we restarted the race. Quentin Buchanan, he was on the in the pole position. Kenny Peoples Jr. started on the outside there in second. And I've said it before, when the car. Let me back up here. And somehow, I don't know how, but Brandon Morseman missed the whole thing. I
Yeah. Oh,
to
my
this
Lord.
day, I'm gonna ask Brandon on Wednesday if he's there. I have no idea how that car missed missed him because it, and you know what? It's a good thing it did because that could have been a whole heck of a lot worse if he was in there as well.
Absolutely. I tell you, I swear, I think he jumped them guys, I think. Like, there was no room for him to get through there, and somehow he skated through there. So, yeah, I'm glad for him. He made it through, and it could have definitely been a lot worse than what it was.
Absolutely. Yep. So then we went back to the green. Like I said, Quentin Buchanan on the inside, Kenny Peoples Jr. was on the outside, and one restart. I don't know if somebody jumped it. Well, somebody definitely jumped it. And then we called it back, another restart, and we let it go. It is what it is. Kenny Peoples Jr. was able to drive around Quentin Buchanan and. At that point, I don't know exactly what happened to Quentin Buchanan, but he kind of went back in a hurry. I don't know if he just kind of got stuck in a bad groove or what exactly, but so kind of a tough break for him. But
It was.
Kenny Peoples Jr., he ends up picking up the win. That's, I believe, his fifth on the season. Yep. So, point leader coming in tonight, just kind of kept rolling.
Yep, definitely. So I think Tim Guild, man, the points gotta be close between them two. Tim's doing everything he can, to keep up with Kenny, and it's tough when a guy wins five races. It's tough, but I know Tim will won his heat, finished second in feature Ryan Kenny, so he's still right there. I mean, he's not giving up yet.
Right. Yep. So Tim Guild finished second. Caden Lawson third. Braylon Lawson fourth. Jacob Trowbridge was fifth. Good runs there by Braylon Lawson and Jacob Trowbridge. And, good to have the Lawson crew back with us after a couple weeks of being gone.
Yep.
Let's see here. I guess Carter Crooker. He drove the Adam Taft machine. I mentioned that earlier. You know what's interesting? I kind of wonder. Now, did Brandon Morseman go out in that wreck as well? Because Brandon Morseman got a DNF
Did.
looking at it, and I don't know if we went yellow a after that.
Well, so yeah, I think after he missed the rock, I know I seen him sitting sideways up on pit road. So after the rock, he may have hit the wall.
Okay.
And then spun out and done some damage, because I do know that when we were tending Kyle Leach, I did see his car sitting crossways the track up on pit road. So
Okay. Yeah, no offense to Brandon here, but I just, I wasn't looking at him. Yeah, and a good run for Jacob Trowbridge into the top five. So,
right.
and nice to have Ryan Tracy back, Tony Harris. Tony Harris kind of pops in almost weekly. You never know what kind of car he's going to bring with him, but
Yeah, and if you remember the week before, he had a terrible time with that car. The heat and the feature kept dying on him, kept cutting out. Yeah, so it's good to see that he got that car straightened out. It was running a lot better on Saturday night. So,
Absolutely. All right. Well, then we can go into the Southern Tier Customs Rush Crate late models. And, I kind of running out of things to say. Steve LeBaron started second. This race went green to checkered. LeBaron put on a clinic again. Brett Marlatt tried hard, ultimately finished second. Jacob Wilbur third. Fourth was Marshall O'Brien. And fifth was Joe Layfield. I've said it before. Kind of seems between LeBaron and Marlatt, whichever one can get out front first seems to win. This week it was Steve.
yep, no, I agree. But I do want to comment on it. Take a look at that Jacob Wilbur. So is this his third or fourth time here?
Yep.
And I'll tell you what, he's picking it up quick. He's learning how to get around Woodhull quick. And I think by the end of the season, I think you're going to see him right up front with them guys. So.
Right. Yeah, and you never know, if he started. If he started in front of him, you never know. He could have won.
Yep, right. Absolutely. Yep.
I guess he's just not with us, as often as the other two. So sometimes you
Right,
kind
right.
of. And Joe Layfield, yeah, he was there last week. So, all right. That's kind of, I hate to just breeze through the late models. I know that's your class and everything, but
Yep,
I don't know. It just
no.
seems like every week we're talking about LeBaron and Marlatt, and I'm just kind of running out of stuff to say about them.
Right, I do, and I think that if I remember right, there. That feature might have been green to checkered, right? I
It
don't think there
was.
was any cautions in it. Yeah, it went caution free, which is good to see. I mean, There was some good clean racing in it, and everybody finished. So,
Absolutely. All right. So, then we can move on to the Insinger Performance Modifieds. This is a tough one. This is a tough break for a couple of guys. Ron Cartwright Jr., he led a lot of this race. He started up front, was leading the race, kind of looks like the car to beat. And then I think I was told the motor went away on him.
yep.
And that's, if you're going to blow a motor, be running last.
Right.
That's almost, that's almost two things to come at you, and that's a tough break for him because that's a guy who's had great runs recently.
It is. And it's getting that time of the year. We're getting late in the season. These modified motors, they've got some stress on them. And we've seen a couple different people struggle with it. With it this year. And then, of course, on Saturday night, the temperatures were a lot cooler. So these guys are pushing these motors as far as they can. And it gets tough this time of year. They're trying to baby them to make them last through the season. And sometimes they just don't make it. Now, luckily for Cartwright, I went up and I talked to somebody up in the pits afterward, and I was a little bit worried. I'm like, he was one of the guys that's going to travel on Wednesday to come to our Wednesday night show. And, apparently, he has another motor sitting in the shop ready. So they were going to go home and put the other motor in. And they said they'd be back for Wednesday. So that's good. But some of these other little guys, the smaller teams, don't have that option. And so, like I said, it's getting toward the end of the year. You kind of hope these guys can take care of them a little bit and hopefully they can last. So.
Exactly. So yeah, that was a tough break for him. Then Dayton Brewer inherited the lead after Cartwright breaks. Then they're racing along, and then Aiden Grover in the 21G gets by him using the high side. We're gonna have to start calling that the Aiden Grover line. Billy Van Pelt retired when I first started, and I was starting to call it the Joe Ginn line, but I don't know, it's starting to turn into the Aiden Grover line, the way that he's able to run that thing. And then he's able to hold everybody off, pick up his second win of the year.
Yep, absolutely. And I say, if you're watching Brian Doolittle, he was
Yep,
catching him.
I would have
That
loved a
car.
caution.
Yep, absolutely. He was coming. He was hot on it. And we were all, I was kind of rooting for him down there to let's make this a race at the end. And but you know what? He's got it figured out now. So I think
Well,
we'll see him up in front again soon.
you know what I always say, right? And I don't know how many people would agree with me. I know there's a few, and I think Brian Doolittle would this week, but maybe Aiden Grover wouldn't agree with me this week. 30 laps is the perfect amount of laps for modifieds.
Yep, absolutely. Yep.
So Dayton Brewer, he ended up finishing third. Then Brady Foltz fourth after flipping over in his heat race. Good rebound for Herbie Wright's team. And then Russell Morseman the fourth, rounding out the top five. So, I'm looking at it right now. Aiden Grover started ninth, finished first. Brian Doolittle seventh, second. Brady Foltz started 13th, finished fourth, and Jason Andrews started 12th and finished sixth. So,
Yep.
there's some passing there.
And again, Russell Morrison the fourth, right there, another solid top five for him. I
That's
mean,
right.
the
That's
kid,
right.
he's just learning more and more every week.
He's gonna get bragging rights over his dad soon if his dad doesn't pick it up.
I know, I think so.
And I do want to mention too that I'm not sure what happened to Jake Ginn. You might know this more than me. Jake Ginn went out for the King of the Bull Ring. I think he won the first round and then stopped on the infield with something broke. So you might know more than me on that.
Yeah, I'm not 100% sure. I do know that the car was smoking. It was smoking during his heat. When he came out for the King of the Ring, he said that there was something that didn't look right, and he shut her down and said, "I need somebody to push me back into the pits that I'm done." So he wanted to get back in there and see if it was something they could save. They went back in. I seen him up there working on it, but yeah, a tough break for him.
I'll tell you too, and there's almost no race team this year. I'd have a hard time finding one that's had a more miserable year than that team. Between him and Stacy Jackson, I know Stacy won the first night out, but I think he's went through two motors. Jake just starting to get that car under him. Had I believe a couple top fives in a row, and then
Yep.
couldn't even start for the feature this week. So that's a Hopefully the motor's intact, because that would be, if three motors and one team's a tough, that's a tough go.
You're right, definitely is.
It's nice to have Alan Rudalovich with us. He not sure exactly what happened to him either.
He spun. He got. Well, actually, I think he spun to avoid a wreck. Maybe got into it. Well, he got into it a little bit and broke the right front shock tower right off.
Okay.
So that ended his night.
Yeah, I guess there was a little bit. And you know what? You know another thing? Carter Crooker, he finished eighth. I'm gonna be honest with you. I don't know if I could have hopped in a modified after that wreck in the Sportsman. I don't know if I would have been able to walk
Yeah, no,
just from being sore.
I agree with you. But here's the thing too. And I'm pretty sure he was up to like third at one point in the modified race and then fell back. I do believe.
Well, that's where
He
he
was up there
started. So,
pretty
yeah, he
low.
was up there at one point.
Yeah, okay. I was gonna say, I knew he was coming up through the pack. He was racing right up front of the leaders there for a while, then all of a sudden just started fading back.
Yeah, I, you know, just hopping in it and going's pretty, that's a tough, I don't think I could have done it. So, I guess he's younger than me, so good for him. But, all right. So that's the modified. Zayden Grover gets his second win of the year. Now we move on to the Ladd Road Auto Hobby Stocks. If you watch the hobby stocks, I'm gonna tell you right now, Brandon Conklin won the race, but I don't think there's a soul at that racetrack that knew that he won the race.
Yep, that's for sure. I stuck my head in his car when he pulled into Victory Lane, and I told him. I said, "Don't complain when you get out of the car. Nobody knows he won the race." I said, because there wasn't a set of eyes in the stand that weren't on Joe Birdsall for that feature, I'll tell you.
Yeah, Joe Birdsall set a track record. He passed probably 86 cars, and they only started 16. So,
It definitely did. There wasn't one single spot on that track that he didn't put his car.
Yeah.
I think
Well,
he
there's
tried
not one.
everything.
I don't know. There was a single spot in that track he didn't spin out on.
You're right, absolutely.
I mean, he would drive up to fifth, fourth, and then something would happen and caution would come out. He drove, and I'll tell you right now, I think if that car would have stuck a couple of times where he made a move on the top of turn four, he would have won that race, because
No.
that car was hooked right up.
It was. That car was fast. It was hooked up, and yeah, just a couple little misfortunes there, but like the one going into turn three, he was right beside Brandon, and he just threw that thing in the corner. And I'll tell you, if it had stuck, he'd look like a hero coming out. But
That's
unfortunately,
right.
it didn't. He spun out. But yeah, it was definitely a good battle, that's for sure.
Yeah, that it was a lot of fun to watch, but at the end of the day, Brandon Conklin picked up what I believe is his fifth win of the year. Yes, it is his fifth win. So Brandon Conklin gets win number five. Jason Warner finished in second, and I'll tell you right now, if there's a guy who needed good luck and a good run, it was Jason Warner. He's had nothing but miserable luck all season long, and I think he was happy with that run on Saturday.
He definitely was. I talked to him a little bit after the races. He was still smiling ear to ear 15 minutes after he got out of the car. So, again, he's worked very hard on that car. It was a fast car to start with, and he just couldn't put it together. He's finally getting the gremlins worked out of it. He's starting to put in some good solid laps with it, and it's starting to show. So, yeah, he was right there. There ain't no doubt.
And then the ever consistent Scott Brown finishing third. Once again, I'll say it. One of these weeks, we're going to come on this podcast, and I'm going to tell you that Scott Brown won this feature. And I can't believe that it hasn't happened yet, but Brian Ossa finished fourth, and Dylan Phillip finished fifth. So that's your top five there. Brandon Birdsall, yeah, a little bit of switcheroos out of the Birdsall camp. Brandon Birdsall drove the 95 of Rhys Hackett. And Rhys Hackett, I believe, I don't know if he bought it or who bought it, but that's the old Paul Jin car, Paul Jin 17. So.
He did. He sold the 95 car back to Birdsall's, and he bought the 17 car, and he's going to start racing that the rest of the season. And they also bought the other car. They bought the 3 car of Meadow Lejeune's, and we're going to see a brand new driver in that car here in a couple weeks, I believe. So,
It's not Terry Pierce, is it?
No, that definitely is not Terry Pierce. I don't think I could get around that track in a hobby stock. They're way too fast for me. But no, it's actually, let me see here. His name is right on the tip of my tongue, and he's going to be mad because him and I are good friends. So, but he owns Ken's Auto Collision. He's a sponsor at Woodhull Raceway throughout the year. And he's going to get into racing. He's going to try it a little bit. So that'll be interesting to see.
Tell you one thing, Ken's Auto Collision, that's a sponsor I need to take my own advice on.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've got the rear clip of my car being duct taped on right now, so
Uh-oh, that's not good.
I need to go to a collision shop and get
Right?
one ordered and have a professional put it on. It's just the brackets. One of the brackets came off, but then the wind took it and pulled the whole friggin' thing out, and then it flaps
No.
in the wind now, so I got to duct tape together, and yeah, it's a
Oh,
mess.
jeez.
So I got to take my own advice and go to probably stop at Ken's and talk to him. But
There you go. Yep.
it is what it is. I even have it written down here that Bird passed about 100 cars. That's what I've written down in my
Yep.
notes,
No doubt there.
just in case I forgot.
Yep.
See, yep, there's your hobby stocks. Southern Tier Custom. Nope. Nope, not anymore. Joe Wilcox Performance Automatic Street Stocks. Race of the Night. Dale Hotelling picked up his first ever win in a street stock. He won in the hobby stock last year, first win in a street stock this year. His teammate Brian Butler finished second, and third was Teddy Morseman. These three were, that race was incredible.
Yep.
Dale Hotelling did just about everything he could do to Teddy to hold him off, and Teddy did just about everything he could to Dale without spinning him out. And then I don't even know where Brian Butler came from, but at the end of the race, he put his nose in there, ended up getting by Teddy for second.
Yep.
I can't say enough good things about this race and those three drivers because it was a lot of fun to watch.
It was. It definitely was. And I'll tell you, when you got Teddy Morrison Jr. on your back bumper. And he's trying the outside, then he's trying the inside, he's back to the outside. That's got to be tough because Teddy knows how to get around that track. Teddy knows how to pass cars on that track. For Dale to hold him off was pretty awesome. And I think, I mean, not taking anything away from Brian Butler because that car was exceptionally fast too, and he caught the leaders. But I think Teddy was trying, he was trying to set him up. He was trying to set Dale up on one of the corners, and when he did, he slipped up a little bit and it allowed Brian to get underneath him. And then it was home sweet home after that. So
Yeah,
good to see
well,
them two cars, teammates. It's good to see them finish one and two. That's finishes that team needed. So
right. And just to touch on that too, I think you're probably right about Teddy just tried to kick a door open and then left the one behind him a little open.
yep, right.
I don't know. That's what I'd want out of my driver. I think Dennis French is probably happier than heck because that's what I'd want in my driver. If you're, I don't care if you finish second and third, but if you got a shot to win it, you better do everything you can to do it. So.
That's right, for sure. And amongst all that good racing up there, we forget about it, but back and forth, Mike Williams with fourth place finish. I mean, that's good for him. That's something that he's needed all season. So,
Yeah, I believe he's got a couple of back-to-back DNFs, so
yep.
that's a lot of a good run for him.
Right. Yep. I knew he had one the week before. He's been trying out some new shocks. So, must be he got the new shock figured out, and must be it's working for him.
Right. Drew Reitner, he rounds out your top five. Dan Gardner has he's had a tough go past couple of weeks here. He's the week before he broke something this week, he I'm guessing something broke on that car because that car did not have the speed Dan Gardner usually has. I
Right.
don't know for sure, but he was battling in the back of the pack all night, and that's not what we're used to seeing out of Gardner. But
Right.
then you look through this lineup of the street stocks that were in attendance, and none of them are easy to pass cars. I mean, Mike Spencer finished eighth.
Right.
They're all hard cars to pass. So, I say that it didn't look like Dan Gardner and something might have been broke, but that's a tough field of cars to pass.
Right. Oh, it definitely is. Definitely.
Oh, well, then we can move on to the Wicked Tees Quad C. Downtown Nick Brown. He was leading this race, and I thought he might have had a shot at this thing. And then they got into lap traffic, and Nick Brown guessed wrong. Sometimes Sometimes I think when you ask some of these drivers, actually, I know I've heard this in interviews before in Victory Lane. Sometimes it's better to hit lap traffic and be in second.
Right.
And Blake Snider was following Nick Brown. Nick Brown showed the way that he was going to go, and Blake Snider said, "I don't think that's the way to go." And he got underneath him, and I think he pulled away by 2 or 3 car lengths by the time Nick Brown was able to get around him. And
Right.
you let that 18 car get out front, it's pretty much all over for you.
It definitely is. That car's well, I mean, he's done very well with all so far this year. And yes, he's a tough one to get past. But I will say this about Nick Brown. A couple of weeks ago, I traveled over and went to the Hill and watched him race over there. And the same thing happened to him. He was leading the whole race, and he come down to the last lap and chose the wrong line behind a lap car, and it ended up getting passed and finished second over there too. So I kind of picked on him after the race this week and told him, the first time I felt bad for you. This time I think it's just you now. So.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. Anybody that knows Nick Brown, they'll tell you he's a little squirrely, but he can drive a race car.
Right. Yep. That's for sure.
So he finished second, Wesley Hotelling third, fourth was Nate Freeland, and fifth was Danielle Morseman. Wesley and Nate, I don't know. They come and they're fast. Danielle, she's fast. She started 11th, drove up to fifth. So that's I don't know.
Yep.
Did something happen to her in the heat? Boy,
I'm
her starting 11th, did she just
not really sure. I'm not
I
really sure
can't
what happened during the heat,
I
to be
can't
honest.
she might have just had a bad heat race, but I don't know. Usually if I see Danielle Morseman, she's not in the redraw, I kind of
Right.
wouldn't. So yeah, that was the that's the Quad C's. They put on a great show. And actually, you know what? I keep saying that all these classes put on great racing, but I don't know. Maybe it's the track, because the racing has just been phenomenal all year round and in every class. I mean, it's
It
just
definitely
great.
has been. Yep.
You got anything else for the night, Terry, before we?
I don't think so. I don't think so. I think it was a pretty it went through pretty quick. We were out of there just a little bit before midnight once again this week. So
Yeah, that's
all in
not
all, I
really
think it was a good night of
the
racing.
bar I have set for these guys, but
Well, it's better than two in the morning.
and I'll say too that 2 red flags will get you,
Yep.
I know the Brady one was pretty quick cleaning up, but it did take, and it took a while to get the Crate Sportsman red flag dealt with. So
Right.
which is good. I'm not saying, that's what you want. Take your time and do it right, but
Yep.
probably without that probably added what, almost 30 minutes, I'd have to imagine.
Oh yeah, without a doubt it did. Yep.
So
Yep.
then you get that, you're out by 11. That's kind of the ball game I'm looking for.
Right. No, absolutely. And we're trying hard for that. And we're getting closer and closer every week. We're definitely doing a lot better than we did at the beginning of last year anyway. So
I'll say too, I we were we've been out of there the past, I don't know, I don't know if we've raced past midnight any time this year. Maybe that second night, the night we had the IMCAs and the sprint cars there, that
right.
might have been after midnight. But I think for the most part, and that was what, the first race of the year, second race of the year,
Yeah. Yep.
these guys are, they were knocking some rust off still, so.
Absolutely. For the most part, we've been able to push these shows through, and honestly, you look at a lot of these heats going through the season have been a lot of caution-free heats, and that helps us too.
Yeah.
Drivers using their head a little bit more, showing a little bit more patience, and that kind of stuff gets through it. And same with us, we're using our heads. We're fine-tuning stuff still, but we're getting the lineups done. We're getting out there so that we can get these races done in time, and it's starting to show a little
I'll be honest with you. Last year, there were times where I wouldn't even get lineups. This year, I think I get lineups before intermission.
bit. Yep,
I
right.
don't know what we're doing different, but it's making my job a whole heck of a lot easier.
Oh yeah, right. Absolutely. Yep. Well,
Especially when.
we went through some transition stuff, with some new people, and getting that stuff kind of worked out and stuff. And I say it all the time: it's key people in key positions, and we seem to be getting there at Woodhull. We're getting better and better employees, and getting them in key spots where we need them, and it's starting to show. So.
Well, and it helps too that you've got the same ones,
Yep.
kind of everybody does their own thing, and now it seems like we're all at the point where we know what everybody's thing is. Everybody knows their job and they come and do it, and there's really no teaching, so it
Right.
makes it a lot easier. So yeah, that was this past Saturday, August 2nd. That was sponsored by Leland F. Harris. A little shout out to Bradley Supply too, as they are King of the Bullring sponsor. Sorry, brain fart.
No, he's yeah.
I just keep thinking of that graphic that I've posted all over Facebook. That's wrong. I
It's
won't
still
lie to you.
bothering.
That's where my head is right now.
Right. I hear you. Yeah.
All right, Terry, you ready to hop in, look at some points? Because we got a couple of wow. you're gonna start off first one you look at, Insinger Performance Modifieds. After his second feature win, Aiden Grover, Dayton Brewer, they're coming in next week tied. Tied at the top, Carter Crooker in third, 1 point back. Brady Foltz in fourth is 5 points back, and Russell Morseman in fifth, 24 points back. Go find me another racetrack that's that close.
Right, yep.
I mean, maybe I'm wrong, but I go try. Prove me
Yep.
wrong. Anything you got on there? Or...
No, I don't. I mean, like I said, you pretty much hit that nail on the head. The competition is really stout in that class right now. Everybody seems to be pretty equal, and again, it's nothing to see a different winner every Saturday night out there in that class,
This weekend, Aiden Grover picked up his second win. That was the first Woodhull regular repeat winner.
Right, there you go.
Him and AJ Petrobowski both have two. So,
Right.
you know,
That's
it's...
great. That's yeah, absolutely.
All right. Hometown Excavation Crate Sportsman. You can't quite say the same thing here. Kenny Peoples
Yeah.
Jr. has a 25-point lead over Tim Guild. Quentin Buchanan is in third, 66 points back. Brandon Morseman is in fourth, 68 points back. Glenn Trowbridge is fifth, 81 points back. I guess Colton Coutts, probably your rookie of the year, right? Is great, yeah. We got a couple R's there that don't belong.
All right. I
At
gotta go
least
in
on
on.
mine. Do you have... You're on the Woodhull page, right? So maybe they're,
Yeah, I'm
but
not seeing it, but
on
I'll
mine
have
it
to
says
look.
Braden Buchanan and Braylon Lawson are rookies, and I know that's not true.
Right. Yep.
All right. So yeah, Kenny Peoples Jr. He's just five feature wins. Tim Guild's giving it everything he's got to try to keep up with him, and
Yep.
it's tough. Great battle for third, though. Quentin Buchanan sitting there, Brandon Morseman's fourth. Just 2 points back a third. So, still some good tight point battles there. Battle for father and son for the top five spot. Currently Glenn Trowbridge is 3 points up on Jacob Trowbridge in fifth. So, it's getting close. Kyle Leach back there in seventh. He probably is gonna listen to this. He probably doesn't even want to hear about points because I don't know if he's I hate to speculate, but I think that car's hurting a lot. I think he's hurting a lot and they don't have a big I know they're a smaller budget team and they don't have the manpower to try to put that thing back together. So I'd imagine he's gonna fall pretty quick here.
Right.
All right. Southern Tier Customs Rush Crate Late Models. Brett Marlatt's got a 21-point lead over Steve LeBaron. Marshall O'Brien in third, 58 points back. Ricky Lauchs in fourth, 72 points back, and Joe Layfield in fifth, 78 points back. So once again, Steve LeBaron, kind of like Tim Guild, trying just about everything he can to try to keep up with Brett. Unfortunately for him, it kind of seems like the weeks he's not winning a feature event, Brett Marlatt's winning that feature event.
Yeah, that's for sure. But again, 21 points is doable.
Yeah,
We're
for
coming
sure.
in. We're in the month of August, and it's gonna be fun to watch these two and how the season unfolds between them two.
Yeah, and if I'm not. Let me go ahead and look something up here because I think eight features, 9 features. Would you look at that? Steve LeBaron missed a week. So boy, you
Oh.
want to talk about tight points racing. That would have been very tight if Steve LeBaron would have made it that, I believe it was the first or second week he wasn't.
Yep, you're right. Now that you say that, yep.
I thought he might have, but I had to check and look to make sure.
Right.
All right, so then we go to the Ladd Road Auto Hobby Stocks. Brandon Conklin, your defending champion. He's got a 28-point lead over Dylan Phillip in second. Scott Brown, third, 47 points back. Joe Burdell, fourth, 62 points back. Reese Hackett, leader in the clubhouse for Rookie of the Year, sits fifth, 104 points back. And before we keep going, Wyatt White is the leader for the Southern Tier Customs Rush Crate Late Models Rookie of the Year.
Yes, that's right. Yep.
So that's your top five for the hobby stocks. I don't know. I personally, I'm kind of wondering if Dylan Phillips just a little outgunned. I think the Dave Mechuga chassis is an awesome story. I love it. I would never want him to get a different car, but
Right.
it just, I don't know. It just seems a little tired sometimes, and he's given everything he's got and in that older piece. But if I had to guess, I'd say Brandon Conklin is about top of the line, everything you could get. And that's.
Well, I'm sure he does, but and Dylan's just had a lot of bad luck lately too. Last couple of weeks, he's been caught up into some things that weren't always his fault. And that makes it tough for a guy. Brandon Conklin hasn't been caught up in any of that stuff, so it makes a difference. It does. Luck plays a huge role in this, as we all know, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely, it does. All right. Yeah, and I don't really think anybody's gonna catch Reese for Rookie of the Year right now. Josh Stone is second, but that's
Right.
a what 50 point gap. So
Yeah.
that's tough to close.
Yep.
All right. So Joe Wilcox, Performance Automatic Street Stocks. Teddy Morseman, he took over the point lead last week, and Dan Gardner's fallen into second, 21 points back after two miserable weeks.
Yep.
Dale Hotelling is third, Rookie of the Year, front runner here, 29 points back. He's got a chance to climb into second.
He does, absolutely does.
Mick Seeley, fourth, is 50 points back. Mike Williams is fifth, 60 points back. Is that right? These right?
Yep. Yep. Clayton McLean fell back. He wasn't there this week. So
Yeah,
that dropped Clayton back.
that wasn't the one. It was Bradley.
Oh, yeah, that too.
Yeah,
Yep.
I forgot Bradley got a DQ in there. So that I just I thought Bradley was up around third or fourth, and it just kind of
Yep.
surprised me.
Right.
All right, so Drew Reitner, he's the Rookie of the Year in that class.
No, I don't. Dale O'Town,
Dale
excuse me.
Hotelling. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Yep. And that's about a well, that's about a 100-point gap, so that'll be tougher. Well, no. What's that? 30 50-point gap, so that's
Yeah.
tough to close.
Right.
Oh, Quad C's. Boy, Blake Snyder picked up his fifth win. That opened a 40-point gap over Wesley Hotelling. Nate Freeland is third, 42 points back. Joe Gillespie fourth, 96 points back, and Danielle Morseman is fifth, 98 points back. I can't believe it. And I don't mean this any disrespect to Blake, and I don't think he'll take it this way. I just can't believe that on August 4th, somebody has a 40-point lead over Wesley Hotelling.
Yep.
Just the way that he's been running the past 2 years, and that just shows you the dedication and the drive, the equipment and the talent that Blake Snyder's got, because that. I think he's won 11 races the past 2 years.
Right,
And
absolutely.
that's and
Yep. And he was
yeah.
actually he was scheduled to be gone, not be there this last week. He actually had an invitation where he was going to race that $100,000 to win four cylinder race out in Kokomo, and at the last minute he decided that the points battle at Woodhull meant more to him than going out there and try to compete in that race. And so he showed up at Woodhull on Saturday night and said he's going for it for the rest of the season now. So
Yeah, well, I
that's interesting.
did you watch any of that race out there?
I didn't. I was actually up in the pits at that time and I missed that whole feature race.
I'll tell you one thing, that's a different level.
Yeah.
I don't maybe they I don't know much about, but the way they look on TV, them four cylinders look kind of a different level compared to what
Oh
we
yeah, they definitely
were.
did. That's for sure. Yes, I did watch some of that on TV. So Yes, them cars definitely were there to, they were there to compete. There ain't no doubt. They pushed the limits on those cars.
That's
So,
different. And actually, I think Don Williams went from Wellsville. He's raced a couple of times. I think he went. I don't think he made the feature, but you know what? That's still a fun time.
great, absolutely. Yeah, it's experience, man. That had to be an awesome experience to go and do that.
Yeah,
So.
right. Even just to kind of go somewhere, try something new, and race against what they have over 200 cars. I mean, that's unheard of.
Right, absolutely.
All right. Well, that's. Oh no, Warriors. Let's see who took over. Well, I know who took over the lead here. Wicked Tees Warriors. Caden Thomas took over the point lead after his fifth win. Bella Morseman fell back to second. Well, I guess she's still in second, 5 points back. Courtney Thomas fell back to third. She's 20.8 points back after missing last week. So, yeah, okay. We do. Is Jesse Smith a rookie?
I believe he is. I
Okay.
do believe.
So Jesse Smith, the leader for the Wicked Tee Quad C Rookie of the Year contender. I don't really know if he's got anybody else in that. Brock Perry's got to be a rookie, but he's currently got 30 points on Brock. So, yeah, that's about all you got for a Rookie of the Years.
Yeah, that definitely could be a battle between them two, though. I don't know.
If Brock Perry decides to start showing up. So, Kaylee, if you listen to this podcast, you tell your boyfriend he's got a Rookie of the Year to contend with. He's got to get in there.
That's right.
He's got to get that get back in the saddle. Well, IMCAs we touched on last week. Jacob Ingham, your point leader. Keith Lamphere, second, 3 points back. Jacob McConnell's fourth. No, Jacob McConnell's third, 4 points back. Tyler Belcher is fourth, 13 points back, and fifth is Jay McConnell, 14 points back. So, just kind of touch on them quick, and we did them last week, so not really too much detail to go into here this week. But we'll just tell you where they sit for now. I'm not actually sure when they come back. August 16th, maybe.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think
Does
it
that
is.
sound right? All right. Well, and what you got anything else for the points, or are you ready to move on to move forward here?
I'm ready to move on.
All right. Well, Wednesday night, big show. Big show. Unfortunately for DNL Disposal, I did contact them. I'm gonna postpone the driver interview until next week because one, I can't do an interview on Wednesday because I'll be at the racetrack. And I don't really know if I want to try to do three podcasts this week, and I've got two demolition derbies this week too, so I don't know if I really want to try to run three do three podcasts and two races and two derby. It'd be, I'm running out of time here.
You're a busy man, Joe. You're a busy man.
So luckily, they were understanding, or at least Kyle was when I texted Kyle. I don't know, maybe he didn't pass a message along to his folks, but still. So Wednesday night, honoring Alice, 5,500 to win for the modifieds, 2,000 to win for the sportsman, 500 to win for the 600 CCs. I'm trying to think here. Billy Van Pelt, he's going to be doing some stuff for us. I think he's going to sign some stuff.
Yes. Yeah, Billy's going to be signing autographs up back in the junior fan booth or the Woodhull fan booth. So again, if anybody out there's got stuff they want autographed by Billy Van Pelt, now's the time to bring it. Show up on Wednesday night with it and you can get an autograph from
Yeah.
him.
You
So
dust off that old stuff and you bring it to Woodhull and you have him sign
that's
it.
right.
'Cause I'm going to be quite honest with you. I probably the last one of the last times that you could actually bring it and know you're going to see them.
Right.
I maybe you could get lucky and bring it with you sometime and have him sign it, but I'd say this is probably your last chance to, hey, he's going to be here. He'll sign my stuff. I got this Billy Van Pelt shirt that I want to frame.
Yep, right, absolutely. Yep. And again, well deserved. It's well deserved, for him to be a legend at Woodhull. And again, we went and we watched him. You and I, Joe, went to Weed Sport, seen him get, put into the Hall of Fame up there. And that was a pretty cool experience. It well deserved on his part. And it was great to be part of it that night. And I would say this to fans, if you've never been to the Hall of Fame Museum, it's definitely worth making the trip up to Weed Sport and just walking through that some Saturday. There's a lot of neat things in there. You know what? I walked in and I was talking to the guy behind the desk, and I had been there before, but it's been a long time. And as we were talking, he's like, "Well, we have a Woodhull car in here." And I'm like, "You do?" And he's like, "Yeah, we have Don Kyle's old car." So we walked through, we got to see that. That was pretty neat. A lot of news articles about Jim Williams back in the day and Woodhull Raceway. So it was pretty interesting to see all that stuff. And I'm glad that Billy's going to be recognized up there. He's got his place on the wall in the Hall of Fame now. So that's great for him.
Absolutely. And you're not going to find a more gracious guy.
No.
You bring a modified into the pit area and he's there, he's going to help you. He's going to do everything in his power to do whatever he can to help you. And he's
Yep, absolutely.
you
And I'll tell you this. He was in the pits last Saturday night helping out two different drivers. Could you guess which two drivers they were in the modified class?
Who,
He was
me?
helping out.
Well, I know one of them.
He was helping out Aiden Grover, and he was helping out Brian Doolittle. So it just goes to show. And I know he was helping out more, but those are two of the drivers that he was there on Saturday night. So you'll be able to find Billy in the pits quite often throughout the season, I'm sure. He's there just about every weekend helping somebody out. So that's awesome. That's awesome for him
Yeah,
to do that.
we got a couple of cool things planned for that. I believe that'll take place at intermission. We'll be doing a the modifieds will be doing a redraw. We'll do a little thing with Billy. And then, hopefully by the end of that time we can kind of start to roll into the features and get them going. It's kind of I don't know the actual schedule yet, but that's kind of the idea of what we're doing. We're gonna try to run the heats, do that stuff, and then move right into the features. And I did do a little bit of work for the microphone, and I will not blow everybody's eardrums out if we do the redraw in front of the grandstand instead of down on the front stretch. So that is great news for all of the fans.
Yep. And again, for anybody who's never seen the redraw on the front stretch, it's well worth the price of admission just to see this, because you're going to see all the top drivers are going to come over. And they're all going to draw for their starting spot in the feature, and they're going to do it right there in the grandstand area. So, if you've never seen it done before, it's kind of neat to see it happen. And I look forward to it every year. I think it's kind of cool to do.
And I'm gonna say too that if you are a probably no young kid listens to this, but maybe they do. If you're a young kid, go up there and ask them if you can draw for them. I bet you there's a couple of them that'll say yes.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yep.
I bet you could draw for somebody if you want to draw for somebody. So.
Yep. There's a lot of drivers that, especially drivers that have had bad luck, in the last couple of weeks or something. They're always looking for a newfound luck out there. And it's a possibility they would pick up a fan. And I don't even know that it's got to be a kid. Any fan could probably
No,
do
you're
it.
right. I'll tell you who. You want to know who you could go up to, Terry? You'll agree once I say this. Go talk to Brady Foltz. Go tell
Yep.
Brady Foltz that you want to draw for him, because I don't think he's had a single digit start all year long.
All right. Yep. No, I agree. I'm probably going to try for somebody. I'm not sure who yet. I'm going to look at the field and see who's up there at the end. But you can bet I'll be asking somebody.
Well, unfortunately for you, I don't think Greg Turner's driving his car, based on
Oh.
what I've heard. I could be wrong, so I don't think you're going to be able to redraw for Greg Turner if he makes it in there, because I don't think he's even going to try.
Oh, geez. Well, I put all my faith into Greg, and he let me down in the bull ring. I really thought that he was going to come out. I picked him to win. I've been watching his car the last couple of weeks. He's been showing a lot of speed. And all he needed was two laps. And I tried to talk him into it, but he didn't agree with me, and he didn't even come out and compete in it. So I was a little disappointed.
Well, the driver that I picked came out, he competed, but
Yeah.
that goes. I guess I'll have to tell Russell Morrisman he owes me a dinner or something. I don't know.
There you go. That's right. Absolutely.
I think if you ask him, he'll probably say I owe him a dinner. So he'll
You're
probably
right,
say I
right?
jinxed him,
Yep. You probably did. You probably jinxed him. Yep.
Well, you know what? I gotta pick somebody. Not everybody can be happy, and he's shown a lot of speed. He's won a lot of heat races. So you know what? Sorry. Stop
Right.
winning. Stop winning
There
so
is.
many heat races. What do you want from me?
Right. Yeah. No, there is something else I'd like to talk about a little bit about this Wednesday night show. I could probably get myself in trouble here and probably say a little more than what I'm supposed to say, but
Uh-oh.
we've been talking this show up, the Wednesday night show. We've been talking it up how it's a must see, you don't want to miss it. And I spent some time today with Kenny Peoples Jr. And he's got a big surprise coming on Wednesday night for his fans. So if you're a fan of Kenny Peoples, you probably aren't going to want to miss this on Wednesday night, because it's pretty cool what he's got coming for you guys. So I'm just going to leave it at that. How's
Yep.
that
That's good. I can't wait to
sound?
see Kenny People show up with a Crate Lake model. Yep, no. You know.
I'm not going to give out any
Oh yeah.
top
Nope.
secrets, but you know, I'm going to let him do that part. All I'm going to do is tell his fans, you might want to come and see this one. You're really going to think it's pretty cool. I'm pretty sure of it.
Right,
So.
absolutely. Yeah, I couldn't agree more. So yeah, and I do want to kind of run over here. I don't know if any I hate to say it, but I highly doubt any drivers listen to this from other tracks, but it'll be posted on Facebook and you can hear them. So Joe Trappler, Trappler Trucking, JT Logging, $100 for the modified heat winners. That's cool. That's cool. W&W Groceries out of Woodhull or Addison, I'm still not sure which. They're right on 417, and I'll tell you, they brought me a sub, and it dynamite. If on your way to Woodhull, it's not far. Even if you live where I live towards there, drive past the racetrack, stop and get a sub at W&W.
Oh, for sure.
One of the best subs you could ever ask for. It was absolutely excellent. But they're sponsoring 100.
You can never find fresher bread than the bread they use on their subs, that's for sure.
Yeah, just great. I'll tell you, I don't even know when they dropped it. Let me explain this. So I don't know when they dropped it off. When they dropped it off, I was in the pit area doing whatever, talking to drivers, getting some stories for the night. I come back into the booth, and there's a sub sitting here, and I kind of knew that they were going to bring it, but I wanted to make sure it was for me. So I asked my girlfriend who was sitting there. She, you know, so if somebody comes in and they need something, that she can write it down for me and I can announce it or whatever. So I said, "Hey, how long or what? Who brought me this sub?" And she said, I don't know. Somebody, they said it was for you though." I said, "All right, cool." And I knew who it was coming from. And I said, "Well, how long's it been there?" She goes, "I don't know, a little while. I mean, they brought it, I don't know, maybe about half an hour ago." So, well, all right. And so I open it up, and it's a sub. It's got turkey, mayonnaise, all that stuff. I bit into it, kind of thinking, this might be a little soggy. It's been sitting here for a while, and it's kind of hot out. Couldn't be a fresher sub. Couldn't be fresh.
Right.
It was a great job. So if you go to Woodhull this weekend, stop by them. Tell them tell them that we sent you, because they do a great job. You'll never find a better sub. That's my opinion.
No, that's for sure. And I'll be honest with you, Joe. I can tell you now that it was me that brought that sub in
Yeah,
here.
I'm sure.
Now listen, it when I went to get it, because I knew that it was coming. My first thought was, if he's not around, I'm eating this sub, and I would have left you the wrapper. But the nice folks at W&W, when they did bring the subs, they brought me one also. So fortunately for you, I didn't have to keep your sub. I got my own to eat. And they were great subs. They were, that's for sure.
Yeah. But anyway, I guess back to the point here, now that we're done pumping their tires a little bit, they're $150, that's going to the hard charger. So you know what? If you have to start 20th in the modified feature, you drive your butt off and you can get up front. That's another $150 courtesy of W&W Groceries. That's awesome too.
It is, absolutely is.
And
And
then what's
there's
that?
a Hot Lap Hero also.
Yep. That is, I'm fired. I might actually get fired after messing up that post. So
Well, I'll tell you, if you'd have went under, you'd have probably got fired, but you went over, so you probably won't this time.
you know what? That's a good thing, because all these people are going to show up thinking it's $25 to get in. It's only going to be 20.
That's right. Absolutely.
You
Yep.
know
You
what?
did
They
them
should all
all
be
favor.
thanking me.
Right.
Anyway, what was I doing here? Dan Beach, that's what I'm doing. So Custom Wood Creations, that's Craig Gilbert, right there in Woodhull. He does beautiful. I looked him up on Facebook. I think you've done some work for him too, Terry.
I actually do a lot of work with him. And now I'm kind of embarrassed, because I knew you were kind of stumbling with his name, and I couldn't think of it either. And I'm the one that did his logo and everything. So yeah, I should probably be more embarrassed than you at this point. But I'll tell you this, Joe, do you play cornhole at all?
Yeah, well, sometimes when I get into the adult beverages, but I'll tell you right now, I am terrible.
Well, I'll tell you, if you've ever played cornhole on one of their cornhole boards that they make down there, they are by far the best cornhole boards that I have ever played on. He does an excellent job with them. I can't remember the price onto them, but I can tell you that he puts any kind of wrap on them, anything that you want, any kind of customized wrap for anything. And yeah, I think I actually have two sets of them right here in my shop that I got from him that we use. And they're beautiful. They're beautiful. He takes a lot of time on them, and he does a lot of other stuff too, not just cornhole boards, but he has a lot of other cool things. If you check out their Facebook page, you'll see all the cool stuff that they do. But
Yeah, they make bench he makes benches and cabinets and
yeah.
handcrafted signs. I saw a lot of handcrafted signs.
Yep. Yep.
Just great work by him, and if you need something done like that, give him a shout. So that's he's $150 for the Hot Lap Hero. So you modified guys, you better have that thing ready to roll right off the trailer.
Yep.
Because that's some nice money too. For you don't even have to make if you don't qualify, and you can walk away with 150 because you unload hot.
Yep, absolutely. That's for sure. There's plenty of opportunity there to take some fast cash home with you. That's for sure on
Yeah,
Monday
right. And then what else we got? Well, I don't want to pump this guy's tires too much, but we did get a sponsor for the big checks. We're gonna have big checks in all three classes. That's Southern Tier Customs. The guy's kind of a pain to work with, but
night.
we got him on board to help out, and he's gonna work on getting some big checks for us. So all three classes will have big checks. I know drivers love them. I love them. Big check guys.
And you're also, I do believe there's also three trophies coming too with them. I seen the one today for the modified guys, and that's a pretty cool trophy from what I seen of it. I know there's the guys are working on it in the shop. I see the modified ones. I haven't seen the other two yet, but I know they'll be done by Wednesday. So yeah, there'll be checks and trophies for all of them. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah. Now, are you doing the trophies too, or is that somebody else?
Yes, yeah, I'm doing the trophies out of my shop. Yeah. Not
Okay.
me personally, but my guys are.
Sure. Sure. Yeah. That's good. That's awesome. I wanted to make sure that we had the big checks. I love the big checks. I think they're great. And I do want to also mention that that's all sponsored by BH Log Hauling and Pepsi. Kim and Brad are pretty. They're pretty much the ones that kind of got all these contingencies in place. So I do want to give them a shout out too.
Yeah.
And they're the headline sponsor for the evening. So,
Yeah. And we also have White's Auto Repair, right? Isn't it
yep.
White's Auto Repair?
You know what? I'm sorry. That was added and I forgot to add it to my list here.
Yes. Yep. We have them. They were a rain out earlier in the season. And, I sat down with them one day, talked with him a little bit, and he decided that he wanted to try this Wednesday night show. So we put them on there. That's pretty cool. And we also got another sponsor that we got to bring up and talk a little bit about with the Crazy Sportsman's also.
Yep.
So, Trowbridges. So,
Yep. Jacob Trowbridge and Trowbridge Enterprises, they are $500 towards the winner. So that's actually originally this race was supposed to only pay $1,500. He hopped on board and that moved it up to 2,000. So good on them, and that's what we want. We want big purses, but it's hard to do,
oh, it definitely is. And again, Trowbridge Construction and Trowbridge Enterprises, they hopped on this year. They sponsored tonight, and now they're sponsoring a race. So it's good to have them aboard. They're awesome people to work with. So it's good to have them around.
Yeah, and they sponsored a night earlier in the night at, or earlier in the year, I believe too.
Yep,
I
they did.
believe
Yep.
yeah, I believe that was Glenn's company, Crow.
Yes.
Yeah,
Yep.
Crowbridge. No, Trowbridge Excavation.
Yes, there you go.
Yeah. Well, and then so I guess that's the big thing this weekend, or this well, boy, what's that? 2 days. 2 days. That's all we got, Terry. 2 days, and then we get to do this all over again.
You better send your race clothes, your announcer clothes to the dry cleaner and get them back in a hurry because we're going to need them for Wednesday night.
I'm gonna stink.
We can still send your clothes to
And I before we do
the
get out of here too, I do want to also mention that this upcoming Saturday, August 9th, the modifieds are gonna be off. I had the bright idea, or somebody did, to give the modifieds the night off, because that's a lot of racing. You're racing Saturday, you race Wednesday. come back and race Saturday again. So we said, well, you know what? Let's give the modifieds the night off because, you know, that's a lot of racing and, you know, the sportsmen's are doing it.
No, they are.
So.
That's true. But every class got a night off throughout the season, and this week just happens to be the modified. So,
Yeah, you know what? Some, you know, I'm never going to be perfect, as you can see. My phone is just blowing up with these about that post there. I should have just left it the way it was. That's what I get for having to add all that stuff.
no, absolutely. I hear you. Mine's been going nuts too ever since, but mine's for everything else.
Oh, well, that's good. That's good. But anyway, like I was mentioning, this next Saturday, August 9th, along with the along without the modifieds, we are going to have the CRSA sprint cars. So that's 305s. You never know who might show up for that. We got a big race in September coming up for them, September 12th and 13th. That's a doubleheader night. Saturday, the main event, 4,000 to win. That's big money for 305 guys. So
Yep, it is. Absolutely.
you never know who might pop in that night, and that is sponsored by Cole Trucking and Gravel. So that'll give me a chance to get with Marty so we can get something done here for this race in September. So you know,
Right.
if you want to look at things, that's what we got coming up this week. So
Yep, I was on the phone with Marty today, just here a couple
good
hours
deal.
ago. Talked to him. We're working on some things. There's going to be some pre-registration coming up for the sprint cars. So it's going to kind of give us a feel on who's coming. And we're gonna say that's gonna be an awesome show. I tell you, you want to mark that on your calendars, that's for sure.
Yeah, 305s, they put on a show every time they're at Woodhull. Dylan Paddock picked up the win earlier this season. Yeah, I don't know. You watch them, they and there's probably 25 of them that could win. You know,
Yep,
I don't know.
that's
It
for
seems like
sure.
every time they put a post up, it's somebody different. I think Zach Sabatka is gonna come race with them, and he just finished ninth in the World of Outlaws at Weedsport, so.
Yeah, I believe he is. He is either. I believe he's might be leading the points right now, and he's a rookie in that division too. So, yeah, I guarantee you're going to see him there. So,
Yeah, I couldn't unless they go bigger sprint car racing. I can't imagine that he wouldn't be there. You know, I don't know. We're not in sprint car country, really. You know,
right.
I don't know what they got going on for the 360s or the 410s. So.
Yep, no, but I think with the being the leader in the points, I would be surprised if you didn't see him there for that. So
Now, is this a point show for them though?
I believe so. They're a traveling series, so
Okay, I see. I didn't know if it was actually 305 sanctioned or CRSA sanctioned or
yep, no it,
just 305s and Mike Emhoff was heading it
oh
up.
no. Nope. It's definitely a CRSA series race, so
Okay, well, good deal. Yeah, then he would be there. Yep. All
yep.
right. Well, good deal. Well, Terry, unless you got something else, I think we can get out of here for the night. Let me get this thing up and posted, and I think we might have ran a little bit long this week, so.
We did, absolutely. Yep. Yes.
Well, I do want to remind everybody, please like and subscribe on the YouTube page, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. We are at Woodhull Raceway on Facebook and Woodhull Raceway 64
Wait.
on TikTok.
I just remembered something, Joe, that we didn't talk about, that we were supposed to talk about. We forgot to talk about the street stock race that's coming up. And now that they're selling laps for it, you people in the stands can now you have the opportunity to put some money on a lap too. And Joe Wilcox is killing it with that thing. I know I talked to him a little bit about it today. He's just about met his goal, and they still got a lot more laps to sell, and he's still selling business sponsorship opportunities too. So he's got a
Absolutely.
lot going on with that right now.
Yeah, and you can I think is John selling the laps or is Joe
Yeah,
selling the laps?
John Stewart, yep, is selling the laps for him.
Yep. So right in the middle of the feature Wednesday night, go up to the flag stand and try to hand him $25.
Don't confuse him. He would get confused.
No,
I don't know
no.
how well you know John Stewart, but you need to keep his attention on the race or you could be in trouble. So
That might get you in trouble.
yeah, that's right. Yep.
Hey Terry, well, you have a good evening. And I guess I'll talk to you on, well, I'll probably talk to you sooner, but I guess we'll do this again on hopefully Thursday, and then we can go back to normal next week. In case anybody's wondering, You want to take a guess at who my guest is a week from Wednesday?
A week from Wednesday
Yeah.
is who the your guest is.
Any guess as to who it might be?
Man, I tell you what, you definitely would, you'd spark my interest if it was Aiden. It was Aiden Grover.
What about the guy that finished right behind him?
Brian Doolittle? You just had him as a guest.
No.
We did in the wintertime in the off
Yeah, we're
season.
gonna redo it though. We're gonna
Okay.
redo it with better audio, a little longer.
Oh, great. Awesome.
Yeah.
That's
Give
awesome.
them a yeah. I don't
I won't miss that show, that's for sure.
I went back and forth on whether or not I wanted to do them again, but I went back and listened to them and no, our camera guy was off, the audio was off, it just what the guy running it for me just didn't really do it. The Zoom seems a lot easier than having that buffoon kind of run thing, so
I just know this. I think he said you didn't pay him enough, I think is what I heard. You didn't pay him enough, and that's why he was slacking. He didn't have the best equipment.
well, that's
So
good. That's good because I didn't pay him anything, so
I think the electric went out that night. There was a bad storm, if I remember right, when it was going on. And my shoes, I was waiting for new shoes to come in the mail. They didn't come. So I had my old ones on. I mean, there was a lot going on that night, that's for sure. If you don't believe me, ask me. I'll tell you my excuses, all right?
Well, we'll let you do that next week. How's that
All
sound?
right, that sounds good.
Hey, Terry, you have a good night.
All righty, you do the same. We'll talk to you soon.
You got it.